sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken Radio is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life, we generate positive energy. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry. Those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the day-to-day oil and gas industry. Those who are living and working it every single day. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven about a variety of things. We actually sit down with U.S. Senator John Hoeven as part of a new feature we're doing on our social media accounts called the Weekly Bakken Get-Together. Each and every week, we bring you an exclusive interview or a live event involving the Bakken on Bakken.com's Facebook page. And with our other affiliate networks, we have over 250,000 followers. If you'd like to be a part of that, Bakken.com. Click on one of their Facebook pages. They've got a variety of different Facebook pages in the Marcellus, the Eagleford, and the Bakken as well. We have a great partnership with them, and we're producing the Weekly Bakken Get-Together on Facebook Live. Check it out, folks. Of course, our website, thecrudelife.com, you can go there as well. Getting back to the guest, of course, U.S. Senator John Hoeven. We talk about North Dakota energy, an update from Washington. He comments on some of Doug Burgum's goals as far as zero spills, 2 million barrels a day, also the quality of life increases, entrepreneurship, and much more a little bit later in the program with U.S. Senator John Hoeven. And it is the holiday season, so two things to note. Number one, it is the API Christmas party, the API Dickinson Christmas party. Tiffany Steiner is going to be on just a little bit later to give us an update on the December 2nd API Christmas party happening in Dickinson, North Dakota at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge. Also, the second thing I want to bring up about the holiday season is the music you're hearing on today's program is by Blind Joe, singer-songwriter Blind Joe, of course, made it to The Voice. He's a very successful, independent singer-songwriter. He's doing very well, and we wish him luck. And, of course, we're very happy to continue our relationship with our emerging artists here on Building the Bakken Radio. As we say hello and welcome to Blind Joe, we say thank you and goodbye to the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has been part of our bumper music that you've heard over the last several months. The Moody River Band, of course, all those musicians, all of those people who help us make this program great, these emerging artists, these independent singer-songwriters, the guys making money, trying to sell CDs, downloads, everything else. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab, we have all the information right there, the links to their website, a little short bio about them, that sort of thing, so you can read up a little bit more on these independent singer-songwriters who help us make this program great. Just like this week, here we got Blind Joe. He's got a Christmas album out, so we're helping him promote it. He's helping us make our program better by putting in some good Christmas music into our program. So thank you, Blind Joe. Thank you, Moody River Band. And thanks to all of you emerging artists. And if you folks are looking for a great Christmas gift, go to thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. And why don't you go ahead and support one of these emerging artists here on Building the Bakken, because we have a great relationship with artists out in the community, just like the oil and gas industry has outstanding relationships with artists as well. And if you don't believe me, go to Tulsa, Oklahoma sometime, and you see what oil and gas can do for culture and a community. Gorgeous town, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay, let's get back to the Bakken here for just a second. I got just a couple more guests to bring up to you before we hit our first sponsor break here. And I want to tell you folks, please support our sponsors. They keep the lights on and they keep programs like this free, whether it's the local sponsors you hear from our affiliate radio stations or whether it's our sponsors here for Building the Bakken. As always, we thank them for their support on this program. Okay, a couple more guests I just want to bring up really quickly. Steve Holand, Superintendent McKinsey, Superintendent, as well as Watford City Schools. A lot of changes happening in Watford City, and it's sending ripples all the way through economic impact on Main Street USA to local tax potential in the future. Steve Holand, Superintendent McKinsey County, Watford City Schools, and our weekly Davis Refinery update. This week, the CEO himself, William Prentice with the Meridian Energy Group, talking about public meetings, talking about changes to the environmental technology, that sort of thing. outstanding update in our weekly update, the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. All right, all that and much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken. Okay, I said Blind Joe and holiday music. That's what we got. So let's go to break here, listening to a little bit of Blind Joe with the holiday music. My name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing, and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Well, you know, the world has changed over the past year. The previous refinery that received a permit in North Dakota was the Dickinson, Dakota Prairie, and they were a minor source, I believe, and they obtained their permit in, you know, a very short period of time compared to what we've had to do. But in the intervening months you've had the DAPL situation. You've had a change in administration federally, a lot of new faces around the federal agencies that get to have some input on this. We cannot argue that there should be a set timeline for a permit like this. The state has their responsibility. Their responsibility is not to us. I mean, generally speaking, I think that they're required to consider the interests of the state, and, you know, there are considerations in favor of us from that regard in terms of jobs and tax base and everything like that. And so, of course, you know, they're going to be in favor of doing something if there's no harm and we meet all the regulations. But we have to prove that we're going to do that. And, you know, the previous refinery was a fairly standard configuration for a topping unit. What we're proposing is dramatically different. And there was a lot of skepticism to begin with that you could achieve synthetic minor source status with a refinery that big. And so it's taken us a year to run through it. And, you know, quite frankly, and again, I'm not complaining because the state's doing their job, but we've probably put four times as many engineering man hours into this project to date as you would typically do for a project like this, just getting through the permit stage. I think it's, it's our obligation to do that if we're proposing something this new. And so, we've done the work, and I think we've proven that we're gonna be able to do this refinery and achieve those emissions levels. So, yeah, we're never happy with the schedule. That's just the way it is. But it's not the state's job to make us happy on the schedule. It's their job to protect the public, and that's what they're doing.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Reindeer of all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
With your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio Herd in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you folks for joining us. Up next, U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Energy update from Washington. What's going on with the great Bakken shale play right now?
You know, working on a number of things, but primarily working to empower our amazing energy industry. So whether it's that good business climate, legal tax and regulatory climate, reduce the regulatory burden, improve the tax code, really empower that investment and help drive the growth of energy production in this country. Of course, Bakken leading the way. But then also making it easier to build the infrastructure we need, right? Mm-hmm. Not only the pipelines, but making sure that we have the roads, the rail, the bridges, and all the other things that go with energy development.
And we're going to kind of set the table a little bit because we're going to tell a story in this actual interview. This is something that Senator Hoeven, then Governor Hoeven, and I have been covering for a long time. He mentioned the UAS industry in 2005 is when he started it. I started covering it in 2007 when you guys were sending Tommy Kenville over to Israel to find out their things. So I did want to ask you about Governor Burgum's comments at the last petroleum annual meeting. There was some deer in headlights, but then there were some people nodding their head because he made some outlandish comments. You ready for this? He had a goal and a quest for the oil industry. 2 million barrels a day.
Sure.
Zero spills. Coal collaboration and then some natural gas examples too. And a lot of people thought 2 million barrels a day, what are you crazy? Zero spills. But if you understand the oil and gas industry, the technology, the infrastructure increases, he's not that far off, is he?
No, I think those are exciting ideas, and you have to have a vision and high mm-hmm. goals. Look, when I started as governor in 2000, we produced less than 100,000 barrels a day. Mm-hmm. Now we produce over 1 million barrels a day. Okay, that's an increase of more than tenfold. He's just talking about doubling, so why not, right? But seriously, we have such an innovative, creative industry here in North Dakota, in the Bakken, that I believe it's absolutely doable. Because the technology gets better and our ability to recover production, you know, as we go from 2% to 4%, mm-hmm. you know, it makes such a difference, both with existing production and as we develop new production.
And let's talk about those percentages, because that's the next part of this whole thing, which leads us into entrepreneurship, which is, when we first started this Bakken thing, we were at about 7% technology, mm-hmm. give or take a little bit. And we were doing very well with the drilling, and they've identified where all the different parts are. Well, now we're at like 8, 9, 10%. I just talked to Justin Kringsted last mm-hmm. week, Lynn Helms, and there's a thing happening called refracking. It's been going on for a little while, but it's hitting more and more in the news. The reason the Bakken's going to be a five-generation play is because not only do we have new holes to punch, but the refracking's going. If we're just at that 8 to 10% of technology understanding of the Bakken, imagine what 15 is going to be. Imagine what, that's really what's happening here, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the new technology which is not only driving more production out of the same resource, but it's also doing it more cost-effectively and more efficiently, which makes us more competitive globally. So when you do all those things, you know, we can drill more wells and do a better job of fracking and doing it at lower cost. And then as we build the infrastructure, get it to market mm-hmm. more cost-effectively and more safely, all those things make us more competitive in the global market. That attracts more investment into our energy play.
U.S. Senator John Hoeven is our guest. We're talking next about the quality of life that is happening in the Bakken right now. Last week in our weekly Bakken get-together, we had on housing as the topic. And what we found out was that the housing costs have all but like gone down 50 to 75% from what they were before. They're comparable with Fargo, North Dakota. $1,000 to $1,500 for a single-family home and an apartment to rent out there. And their wages didn't go down. So their housing is down to like 8, 10%, where the national average is 20, 25%. Watford City doesn't have a furniture store. The opportunity is now for quality of life, is what I'm saying. You've been touting quality of life right. for 2-3 years. Talk to me about the evolution of the quality of life out there.
Well, that's very important, because as the resource play grew, you know, say 2006 up to 2010, that time frame, we grew so fast we had to have people come in, and we didn't have the infrastructure that you're talking about. And of course, that drove up costs as well, mm-hmm. whether it's housing, food, fuel, all the things that you have to have. Now we've really caught up in that regard, and that's what you're describing. That means better quality of life, mm-hmm. more amenities, more access to all these services, and you know, housing and everything else at an affordable price. And that's important to understand, so people can come up here for these great opportunities and bring their family.
You got to take care of your foundation, which is your house, first. And if you've got extra discretionary, the reason I brought up the furniture store, that's just one example of things that are available right now in the Bakken. And what's happening is the Bakken creates little micro booms, I call them.
I knew a guy that started with a food truck back in the day.
Can you believe a food truck ends up with...
and then he became a media mogul.
Got half quarter million followers and 30 public... Yeah,
See, that's how it starts with entrepreneurship. You never know. That's a great example.
It really is, you know, and what the way we've been able to grow it, really, and that's what these million cups are all about. Mm-hmm. You heard so many success mm-hmm. stories. And when you talk about technology, we're talking big data. We're talking UAS industry. Mm-hmm. I wrote down your anchors because that was great. Wahpeton, North Dakota, they've got some UAS activity going on down there, which is an anchor of the industry. Grand Forks, same thing. And then almost like a little hammock, because you got all this NDSU analytics being developed and all these little startups here, because Fargo really is the hub.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the day. Talk to me about the UAS technology.
Well, that's what you heard. I mean, we talked about tech entrepreneurship today. You probably heard from 30 different entrepreneurs who are doing great things. Matter of fact, you need to come sometime and tell your story at 1 Million Cups. This is the largest 1 Million Cups in the country, which mm-hmm. means young entrepreneurs doing great, innovative, amazing things. And so that's what we're talking about, is really driving that tech entrepreneurship, combining that with being an absolute leader in the country in unmanned aviation. When you look at the Odegaard School of Aviation up at the university and all the things we've done with our Northern Plains test site, we can do things here that no one else can do. For example, one of the things I'll talk about this afternoon at Drone Focus is that we worked to get funding for what's called a DASR 11 radar, which is installed at the Grand Sky Technology Park, so that we can fly unmanned aircraft beyond line of sight without a chase plane. You can't do that other places. And now we're installing the DASR 11 radar here at Hector Field.
Okay.
So we now have a radius of more than 70 miles where we can fly these unmanned aircraft without chase planes, giving all of these tech entrepreneurs an opportunity to now interface with what we're doing in unmanned aviation, led out of the Grand Sky Technology Park, one-of-a-kind technology park on the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Like you say, we have a manufacturer in Wahpeton that's actually building aircraft. So, I mean, this is how it all comes together in terms of really driving technology, which I call the third wave of development for North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Senator John Hoeven or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
As we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland, let's walk on, baby.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town, yeah. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, face unafraid, plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
We'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Tiffany Steiner with API Dickinson.
API Dickinson, Tiffany Steiner with us. We're talking about some upcoming holiday events happening in the Bakken oil field. And let's just start off by, first of all, Tiffany, let's start off with something easy. A little overview of API, what it is you guys do, and then transition that into what events you have coming up.
API is a great organization in the Bakken. We serve oil companies. We host local or monthly meetings, and that's a great way to network with other people in the industry, as well as we host different events throughout the year. Gumbo, golf, catfish fry, and most importantly, our Christmas party, where we like to give back to our members for supporting us for the year.
This Christmas party, describe maybe what's happened in the past, some of the people that are participating, and just give people an overview of what the Christmas party, the API Christmas party, entails.
Okay, we start out with a social from 6 to 7, which is always sponsored by Industrial Electric. We have dinner at 7, and then we have a band at 8 o'clock, and after 8 o'clock we start with all of our different prizes that are sponsored. We have a bunch of different sponsors, from Bronco to Wyoming Casing to Tech Industries, Jericho, Patterson Drilling. We're definitely lucky to have these huge sponsors to make our event possible.
And I know that a lot of times you guys are looking for sponsors for a variety of different things. I imagine that it's probably past deadline for the Christmas party, or maybe not. Just let people know. Some people, you know, there's a lot of energy companies, both midstream, upstream, downstream, salmon stream, you name it, in the oil and gas industry, and they like to sponsor and help out. So maybe just give a little plug on how people can help you guys out, if not for this Christmas party, for the gumbo and upcoming things.
You know, if anyone is looking to sponsor not just the Christmas party or anything else like the gumbo, we do have a Facebook page that we are very active on. We can take sponsors for the Christmas party probably up until Thursday, and your logo will still be on the banner. We love to give our sponsors recognition. So through social media, through emails, at the event, we'll, you know, introduce you guys, as well as have logos at the event. We couldn't do any of this without the industry, and that's why we are doing what we're doing. You know, we want to show people what the industry is all about and explain it, and hopefully we can get more people every year.
And I should point that out too. Tiffany Steiner on the line with us here, talking about the Dickinson API Christmas party, and really this is kind of an audio, a podcast, a radio, whatever you want to call it, invitation, because I should mention this is open to the public too. You want people to invite their employees, customers, family, friends, the whole thing. Am I hearing that right?
Like I said, it's on Facebook. Check it out. You can come, show up at the door. We would love to have a little RSVP so we can plan, but the more the merrier. We honestly just have a good time with everyone in the industry, and it's just a great way to get to know people and win some prizes. I mean, we have so many prizes this year. It's really fun. We have a gun. We have a Yeti cooler. We have Viking football tickets plus cash. We have a $1,000 Visa card. We have a golf membership of your choice, either Dickinson or Southart. And then we have some small prizes that will be kind of a unique way to give them out this year, which we can't tell why or how. But a lot of people will be going home with good prizes.
Sounds like there's going to be some good prizes. Is this a raffle, or is this a buy a ticket type of a thing? I guess I don't know if you mentioned how the prizes are going to be given away. I think you mentioned it'll be later in the evening. But is there any sort of raffle, or you just put your name, your business card, in a hat, or what is it like?
So everyone will get one raffle ticket, and each of those prizes will have a bucket in front of it, so they're able to put their raffle ticket in the prize that they would like. They also can buy additional tickets to put in, say, if they want the Viking football tickets. They can spend however much they want in raffle tickets, and they can put it in there, so it increases their chances. Then we have some prizes that they'll just be drawn, so your name will be in a bucket. Can't tell how that's done, so we don't want people to know, but those will just be random drawings throughout the night. And I think it'll be a really fun time. We've always had really good prizes to give away. Like I said, it's just a huge thank you for our members, and to have a good time during the holiday season.
Tiffany Steiner, API Dickinson on the line with us talking about Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, the holiday celebration, Saturday, December 2nd at the Ramada Grand Dakota in Dickinson, North Dakota, 6 p.m. social hour. Sponsor for that, Industrial Electric, 7 p.m. dinner starts, 8 p.m. the band Sawdust is going to start, and Wyoming Casing is sponsoring that. Limo service from 11 to 1 a.m. That's the thing I love about the oil and gas industry. At times, they do have a reputation for work hard and play hard, which I wear that as a badge of honor. I know some people might judge that, and I just let them go with that. But at the end of the day, they are safe, they are responsible, and they really do a very good job of policing themselves, don't they, Tiffany?
Yes, we always make sure we have limo service because, one, we want people to have a good time and not have to worry about getting home. It's something we always offer. And why not use it? It's free. And Charlie's the driver. He's the greatest limo driver. Tip him if you want. You know, why not take it? Have fun with a limo on the way home.
You know, I've talked to a few of these limo drivers. They love working these events because they make more money in tips than they do working a week of their regular job.
Charlie's drove for us for a long time for API Golf and API Christmas party, and he really enjoyed that. He had a fun time with all of us, and we just want everyone to be safe and have a good time.
All right, Tiffany, I'm counting on you to line up an interview with Charlie for me sometime in the near future, because those are the unheralded superstars of the Bakken. These are the kind of guys that really keep these events going, aren't they?
Yes, we couldn't do our events without Charlie, so we're very appreciative and we're excited for this year. I think Sawdust is a great band. We've all seen them play before, and we're excited for our prizes. I mean, we're excited. We don't get to be in the drawings, but we're excited for our members to have some fun and see if they can take something home for the night.
All right, Tiffany Steiner, we just gave Charlie the most press I think he's ever gotten in his life, so good for him. Thanks for doing a great job out there, Charlie, and hopefully you'll make lots of tips. I'm just looking at, in fact, I'm putting this in my calendar. This looks like a very good time. I think I'm going to head out to the Bakken, Dickinson specifically, December 2nd on Saturday. And just kind of recap everything one more time, Tiffany Steiner with API Dickinson chapter. The holiday party, let's give the details nice and brief so everybody can just kind of write it down and make sure they get out there.
The Ramada Grand Dakota in Dickinson, North Dakota. The social starts at 6. Dinner at 7, and then the band at 8 o'clock.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner with API Dickinson, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Good night.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Steve Holen, McKinsey County in Watford City, Superintendent of Schools.
Well, we're kind of begrudging going to Class A. There's only way to make one way to make that transition, and it's to go all out and make it the best you can make it. And so, you know, we hope to rise to the challenge. We're kind of eager for that opportunity to play at that level. You know, we're trying to adjust and make sure our programs are ready for it. There'll be some transition. You know, the bulk of our athletes and our students are at the lower level still. You know, we have 75 seniors and 150 kindergartners. So our lowest grades are still the high school grades, and as those middle school, elementary grades move through the system, we'll have more and more athletes probably to pull from. So, you know, the first years we're going to do the best we can, but you know, I think at this point now we're just at the level of excitement and how we're going to make that transition, and you know, the huge challenge of, you know, stepping in, probably being an underdog in many situations, and maybe take advantage of that role and just really see what we can do, and hopefully our programs, they have to evolve and grow because the competition is going to be better, and you know, that's going to be overall good for our programs too when we play those quality teams and see what that's like. So you know, you hope that they always look at some kind of a class system readjustments. I think that might be necessary, but in the short term, we're really, you know, positive and optimistic about this transition and going to you know, attack it with everything we got.
Final question for Steve Holen, Watford City Superintendent, and kind of when I was doing a little bit of a background search, of course, I saw that you were on the Economic Development Corporation throughout some. I saw 2008, something like that. You were had a leadership role there. And so I think this last question is going to make more sense to you with your economic and civic background, which is, to me, and the reason why I called you on this story is this symbolizes a commitment from the oil and gas industry to the Bakken and North Dakota one more time, saying that we're going to be around here for the next 20, 30 years. You've got Lynn Helms going around talking about it's a five-generation play. We're donating money here left and right to help people with their infrastructure updates. And now, you know, Watford City here, which is our core place, is going up. Another thing in school, they're going to have a ripple effect that's going to go through there. But here we are to stay. Is that kind of the case? You're in ground zero. Are you seeing that on a day-to-day basis, on the boots on the ground, that the commitment is there, like they're showing through everything else?
Yeah, I think we are now. And, you know, and that's pivotal because I think, you know, that quality of life issue, when this first happened, you would get some, you know, business plans of, you know, 3 to 5 years. And some hesitancy of the businesses or otherwise coming in and establishing roots, because again that fear of that bus dynamic really kind of driving a lot of business models. But I think that has changed now. I think you're seeing kind of that settling down, that this is going to be a long-term play, that the service industry really coming in and establishing roots. And I think that's pivotal, because I think as we make this transition to Class A and as we look at our future with school enrollments and so forth, the quality of life is an important aspect for the community to attract families, and then importantly for us is to have them stay. The in-and-out migration that happened in the early part of the boom was really difficult to deal with our staff, with our programs. A lot of the students weren't engaged in activities because they didn't know if they're going to be here long enough to really see that through. So our participation levels were quite low. So in that whole big economic development piece, it's really important for the school district, because then, you want families to come. You want them to feel good about where they are, have services available, have that quality of life piece solved, so that they do have an opportunity to stay and to make roots, and then they're using the school system, using the hospital and all those services. So yeah, I think, that's been the biggest part. I think we're seeing that evolve now. I know during the slow downturn, it was really a lot of hesitancy, but we're seeing a lot of that enthusiasm come back. We're seeing new businesses come to town, and I think that really helps put Wofford City in a good spot, because, you kind of want to be a destination location that people will come, and they can do all their services here, and they can establish those roots in. And it is important for us for that long-term consistency. That helps our programs, that we now have families coming for 20, 30-year jobs, generational jobs, that they plan to stay. They're not here for a few years and then go back home. They're selling their home. They're buying a home here. All those things help our planning so that we know we have a consistent student base. And Wofford City is going to be around for a while. Amidst all of this, there might be a little bit upturn. There might be a slight downturn. That Wofford City isn't going to blow away, that we're going to be here and still have services in a community that's vibrant. So I think that change is positive, and that's really good to see.
To listen to the full-length interview with Steve Holen, superintendent of McKenzie County Schools, also Wofford City, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Go, you better watch out, better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Better watch out, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, man, Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hurry up, Santa. I want my presents.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When you get Eric Hatch involved in something, you get 100% of him. You get him, you get his team, you get his family, now you get his kids. This is a guy that puts his heart into his work. What I really appreciate about Eric is his vulnerability. And there's times he hits home runs, and there's times where maybe it doesn't go the way everybody hoped. But I've always respected how much he loves his work. I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, where he gave a talk, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. It's been said that if you want to create competition, tell everyone your success. And if you want to create compassion, share your weaknesses. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished. And it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching, or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.